Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm feeling really good this morning. And the reason why is because this fast is showing up as that harvest fast. I'm feeling really good this morning because I know that a lot of those quiet prayers are getting answered. I feel really, really good this morning because I woke up in the right side of my mind. The right side of my mind. And I'm full speed ahead. Full speed ahead. I'm thankful, gratitude, all this good stuff this morning because, feeling good this morning because I remember having a conversation with my Umi. And we were speaking about the challenges of the fast. And part of the challenge is pacing yourself. You know, we build our life around our life. You know, we have projects. We have relationships we're working on. We have work. We have just a number of things. I don't know many people that were sitting around not doing anything. Okay, so when this fast comes in, it is in the middle of what you're already doing. So it's like God is trying to get your attention. God wants you to stop all the other stuff you're doing and to focus on this. And it can be difficult. We spend so much time chasing, trying to impress, trying to get attention. You know, we're doing all this energy, right? But and sometimes in our day-to-day life, we're not making everyday time for God. We're not making, for me, I need twice a day. I need to wake up in a God space. I need to go to sleep in a God space. And then there are times during the day where I got to check in with my God space. I got to know, hey, is everybody awake? You know, I see a problem on the horizon. Can I get some support on this? Thank you. You know, so considering we need this space, like we need air, is a constant thing. When God is asking us to take the time to complete the fast is for a reason. Really, I use this time to give me the strength to spring. You know, we're getting ready for spring. It was 85 degrees. I said, my goodness. So we're getting ready to spring. And let me tell you, there are a couple of topics, or five or six topics, that I love, that I talk about all the time, that Spirit talks to me about all the time. And so these five or six topics are special to me because Spirit has shown me so much in the middle of these. One of these topics is the seed, a little seed. And usually the seed they show me is a pumpkin seed. And so they show me this little seed. And then they show me the big pumpkin, and it's seed pumpkin. And within the pumpkin, there are hundreds of seeds, right? And why is the seed so important? I think about what the seed has to do to get ready for spring, to get ready for the surface. So when we plant the seed goes into the earth. And then in order for it to bloom, it has to struggle to come out of the earth. There is a breakthrough between the comfort of the soil and the dangers of the air, the dangers of the green side of the grass. You know, in the soil, there's nutrients. In the soil, there is water comes directly down. And when you're hidden, there's a safety there. The second that you start to bloom, the second you have your breakthrough, or you're close to your breakthrough, there tends to be a lot more challenges. So when pumpkin seeds bloom, when they're first coming up, they have this very beautiful yellow flower. And I was like, wow, I didn't plant any flowers here. This is beautiful. And so what do most people do? The flower, out of its beauty, they're like, wow, it's so beautiful. I want to pick you. I want to contain you, right? And so seeds, once it gets to a certain point, it's a seedling, and then it has to break through. And the second it breaks through, there are many obstacles that has to go to for survival, for it to continue on its way. So the seedling has the first problem, which are probably ants, little bugs, and everything that wants to eat it, right? It's like, wow, this is juicy. We know what this is. Pumpkin flower, yes, we're going to eat it. And then there are those that will pluck it out of admiration, like, it is so beautiful. I'm going to contain you. And then there are those that don't really know what you are. And so it's like, oh, well, this is a little weed coming up. I don't know what this is. Pull it, poison it, kill it, because it's not matching with my garden that I'm trying to create, right? So once the seedling breaks through, it has predators. It has people that will irritate it by ignorance. They don't know any better. And then there's those that will kill it because they are, you know, because they're ignorant. Either, you know, they don't know that this is trying to be food for us, right? They don't know that this has a purpose. All they see is right now in its weak state, it looks like a weed. So, you know, it looks undone. It looks unkept. So we're going to go ahead and kill that. And so I say all this to say that the seedlings are very vulnerable, even after, / especially after, its breakthrough. All the plants I have in my house, and I don't have that many, but all the plants I have in my house, I got when they were seedlings. I love seedlings. Every time I see them, I just want to cup them and protect them and make sure that no one is bothering them because they haven't grown good defenses yet. So in your own development, you may not meet somebody like me. You may not meet someone who wants to cup you and protect you from elements and wants to make sure that you're good and wants to make sure. So what happens is you have to learn how to protect yourself. You have to learn how to be able to say, okay, I realize that I have a beauty that certain people can see. And in them seeing it, they're going to want to pick me. I have to make sure to protect myself from that. In your own protection, as you're watching yourself, as you're guarding yourself so that you can grow stronger, because once you grow stronger, you'll get it. Once you grow stronger, then you'll be able to tell people, hey, I'm not a weed. I'm not some random dangerous thing coming to choke out your garden. I'm not a weed. If you give me a second, you'll see me bloom fully. All that I have to give, I create pumpkins. And you, if you ever looked at a little pumpkin flower, you wouldn't think that this little vining thing, because it doesn't look big, but you wouldn't believe it produces these very big fruits. So I need everybody to stay with me. Because we're all seedlings, right? We're all growing. We're all learning. We're all trying to better ourselves. And so what I'm doing, and I'm sharing what I do so that you can turn around and do it in your life in the way that it fits for you, I am recognizing that I have seedlings, seed behavior, okay? I can see my potential. I know I create big fruit. But I also know that because I'm in the grass part now, section of the soil, only my roots have the soil now. I'm out. I have to just recognize that there's still protections that I need, and I need fuel to do that. And we know that food is fuel, right? It's a different kind of fuel. Right now, through our fast, we're getting our spiritual fuel. I had an angel say to me yesterday, Mama Seven, it's so clear. Life is clear. I said, yeah. Once we get out of the distraction, now we got to eat, family. Don't get me wrong. Food is important. But I have a coworker who, if I see her at 9:30, the first thing she says to me is, what are we eating for lunch? 9:30. So from 9:30 to about 11:30, she's thinking about lunch and in between work and thinking, but she's really focused on lunch. Then she'll spend an hour at lunch, and then when she comes back, her body and her mind is processing the lunch for about an hour. So that's lunch. So she's given lunch 4 hours of her mental thinking about lunch. Fam, that's a lot of lunch, right? And that's just one meal. She does three of them. And so we spend a lot of time, energy, and you know, money in food, in the process of eating, in preparation for eating. Once you move past that, you'll realize you have a lot more left over, and you've been dedicating a lot of energy to that. So, yeah, things do become clear, especially right here, right past day three. You start to move, you know, you start to really understand and float a little bit more, where you're like, yeah, I can see what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. Then, I mean, there comes a point then once you settle in, and you're like, hey, I got this. I'm making this happen. So right now you are sparking. You're riding on spark plugs that you didn't even know you had. And it's a beautiful thing. So right here, as we're in our harvest fast, as it's the harvest fast, let's make sure we're spending this time and energy working and developing ourselves in the positive. Make sure you realize that there's things about you that need protecting. Remember that there are things about you that the world hasn't really quite gotten ready for, okay? So our fast today, our journal today is on return on investment. Oh, this was a deep one. This was an incredible idea, okay? Because there are some of us that are giving energy. We're gifting it. When you give something, you just give it away. You know, when we do our every month, there is a Haiti We Hear You donation that goes out every single month in the name of a wonderful approach. There are donations that go out to two other organizations every month in the name of a wonderful approach. If you ever had a question about where those dues go, if you ever had a question about, you know, what Mama Seven does when she's not ripping and running, I'm finding charitable organizations and I'm donating money or I'm donating food. That's what I'm doing. And so in the middle of that, I allowed that to distract me. So in the middle of that, when we're gifting, I'm just putting money there. I've done my research. I've done, you know, I know this is a good organization. I know that I send it with good intentions, and it's going to be taken care of. Boom, that's gifting. Now, when you're investing, you're not just putting money in this black hole. When you are investing, you should be expecting a return on your investment, okay? So if I got 10 bucks, and sometimes that is what I got 10 bucks. Some of that I need for myself to live. I need 6-7 bucks to live, okay? Then I got $1 I'm going to invest, $1 I'm going to eat, and another dollar I'm going to give. That's the way I usually break mine up, right? So I only have $1 to give. That's it. You have to watch your giving, because my return on investment should not be in my giving pile, meaning I should not, there are places and spaces where mentally we're expecting something in return, and that's not giving. Then there's places where we're giving and we're getting a return. That's not giving. So, like, every Tampa, when we go down to Tampa, I'm like, okay, we need gifts, we need offerings. You know, we're going to a spiritual house, and we want to recognize all the hard work and wonderful things they do for us. So we have candles, honey, flowers, oh, my God, beautiful little gifts that we give so that they recognize, they feel it. We're giving it. And I said very clearly, and I've said it for years, don't put your name on nothing. This is not the time for business cards, because we don't want anything in return. When you send a business card, you're expecting something in return. I'm expecting for you to recognize that I just did this. That's my, when you get your white bath package, you are, you know, there is a business card in it and outside of it. That's because I'm expecting you to understand where this came from, and when you need another one, where to go, right? So there are times when we have to just give. We're doing our community service right now. Just give. Just work on it, right? Then there are times when we should be investing. And I can tell you where the biggest investment is. Where's the biggest investment? Self. We are our biggest investment. But we have to make sure we're investing in ways that are going to give us a return. You should not be putting money, energy into a black hole. And I say black hole because meaning it's gone. We don't know what's happening with it. We don't know what it's doing. So we have to make sure that we're being honest about how we're allocating our funds. And some of us are good about allocating our financial funds. You know, when you see a dollar in your hand, you know, I'm going to take this dollar and I'm going to put it here, and you can allocate that dollar, right? What about your time? Your time, to me, is one of your biggest resources, because you can't get that back. You, when the time has passed, it's gone. So how do we get that moving in the positive? How are we able to say, hey, look, I know about this investment. I'm going to protect my investment. I'm going to protect my seed. I'm going to protect my seedling. I'm going to watch it. So how do you do that? You do that by making sure you have allocated your time, energy, and resources properly. Why is this important? This is important because I don't want to see you taken advantage of. This is important because, again, with our seedling, we have to protect it. You know, I need you to understand people that have that can recognize this seedling. You can recognize that this little plant is going to produce big pumpkins. You know, for those people that can recognize within themselves, hey, I have things to give. I have value for those people. When you start to recognize that within yourself, you'll start to see how people have mistaken you. They've mistaken you as a seedling. They didn't know you were just growing. They didn't know the energy it took for you to break through the first couple barriers. You know, the first barrier that the seed has to break through isn't even the soil. The seed is contained within a shell. And a shell is there to help nurture it while it's in its state. But once it starts to grow, the shell is now imprisoning it. So the first thing it has to do is break through its own shell. Then it has to travel north. It has to travel up Now, how the seed, you know, and it's traveling down, so it'll sprout roots in a little stalk at the same time. And I'm like, well, if it's planted, how does it know which side is up? You know, what if the plant was planted upside down? Will it turn itself around? There's so many things this seedling had to go through before it even did the major breakthrough for us to see it. Well, that is us. We are the seed. And so many of us, we're still fighting in the soil. We're making sure that we're upside right. We're getting our roots in place as we're trying to get our stalk to break through the grass. And as we do that, we want people to see our beauty, and we want people to see us and recognize us, but then we take the risk of getting plucked. So as you yourself are traveling in this seed form as a seedling, and you're learning how to protect yourself and nurture yourself, part of that protection comes in understanding what is a gift and what should be an investment. When am I going, you know, if you're using time and I use, you know, I either have one or the other, either have time or I have resources, you know. Either I have a lot of time and a little resource, or a lot of resource and little time. Depends on what part of my life you're speaking to me in. So no matter what you have, there's a value to it. You have to value it, and then you have to know how to do work accordingly. Now, you might be saying, and I'm not going to stay here forever. I got 2 minutes. You might be saying, well, Mama Seven, what if I don't want to give, period? Guess what? That's part of the process. Being able to distinguish between giving and your return on investment is part of your growth development. So thinking that, well, I'm not going to do it, that's contrary. You are going to do it. It's a very necessary part of you. This is why we have to do our community service, to give. We're giving to God's children. Everyone here is a child of God. Even if they're a stepchild, they're still a child of God, okay? And so as we give, we're giving to God's children, even the fur babies. So it's important that we learn how to give. That helps us keep our humanity and our compassion in place. But we have to be cautious that we don't confuse giving, which is a part of our development, and investing, which is part of our development. Is a wonderful lesson. It's actually a spiritual lesson. You know, sometimes we think about things so financially that we forget that this lesson has many different levels that we could be gathering from. So don't limit the lesson. Not at all. So fasting, guess what, y'all? It was 85 degrees yesterday. That is ridiculous. 85 degrees. Today is supposed to be 81 degrees. Again, disrespectful. So what that means as we're fasting is don't play with it. Make sure that you have plenty of water. I was drinking so much water yesterday, I thought I was going to float away. And it's irritating drinking water, then of course what? Having to go to the bathroom. Water. Bathroom, water, it's a cycle. But that's okay. It's a cycle that's worth doing because that's how we're going to keep our bodies in a healthy state. We have to make sure that as we're fasting, that we are remembering our health as well as we're working on our spiritual clarity and our spiritual development. Remember also safety. Act like it's 85 degrees. Now it's going to drop back down. Don't even get comfortable. I was like, hey, I'm going to pull out my sandals, and Spirit be like, hey, for one day, It's going to be, is the weather is going to drop again, and then we'll be back into whatever this is. You know, this is March, and this is part of March, you know. March does what it wants to do when it wants to do it. Thank you very much. So all we're here to do is to try to survive, right, and be patient with March in the middle of it. But my goodness, so as we're fasting, be prepared. Be prepared. That means, I mean, I have a jug of water in my car. So there is no place where I'm going where there's that water accessible to me. I'm making sure of that. Pack your snacks. If you know that you're going to be out past the breaking of fast, pack you something. You know, I was speaking to an angel yesterday. Understand there's two types of fast. And you don't have to select one for the whole 30 days. You don't. So the way I do it is I will do 3 days of fruits and vegetables, which is not as easy as it sounds, and then I'll turn around and do a day of from sunup to sundown. And I pick those days when I know I'm going to have a leisure day, when I know that I'm going to have the time to rest, if I feel tired or whatever. Yeah, the fruits and vegetables, 24 hours, oh, man, those are great for the days that you accidentally didn't wake up on time. Oh, yeah. But you'll realize in the evening time when you're like, man, I want to feel full, fruits and vegetables ain't going to give you full, okay? So think about how you're going to do it. Be intentional in your fast. You know, remember, you can switch your fast up day by day if you wanted to, you know, but make it work for you so that you can have the accomplishment in it. Make it work for you so you can take your mental focus off of eating / not eating, and then you can put your mental focus on places and spaces where you can be thinking about your investment, okay? So let's spend some time and energy supporting, getting ready for, and thinking about things that we need in our life. I have declared this, and Lord knows it keeps showing up. I've declared this the harvest fast for me, and that is what it has been. It has been all about reaping a lot of what I hope to sow. I'm getting this back, right? And I'm so excited about that possibility. It's a possibility. So as I have taken all 30 minutes, which is not my intention, but I really, really wanted to express the importance of protection of the seed and protection of yourself and protection of your investment in the necessity of the gift, okay? Please make plans, get your prayers in today, and hopefully I have worked through the issue with the recordings. I pray everyone has a wonderful day, and we'll speak more soon. Peace.